Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where two staff members of the Israeli embassy, a man and a woman, were shot and killed Wednesday evening. It happened as they left an event at the Capitol Jewish Museum. A suspect, said to have later shouted, "Free, free Palestine," is in custody. Attorney General Pam Bondi.
State, local, and federal agencies, and our great U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro, who will be prosecuting this case, will be doing everything in our power to keep all citizens safe. Especially tonight, our Jewish community.
The suspect has been identified as a 30-year-old man from Chicago. D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith.
We have not had any prior interactions with him based on an NCIC check. We don't see anything in his background that would have placed him on our radar at this time.
CBS's Weijia Jiang reports the U.S. has accepted that jumbo jet from Qatar, a gift to be used by President Trump.
The chief spokesperson sent out a statement confirming that the Pentagon has accepted what the administration has long called a gift from Qatar. And he also added that the Department of Defense will work to ensure proper security measures and functional mission requirements are considered for an aircraft used to transport the President of the United States.
It took 22 hours, but the House Rules Committee reported out the framework for debating and voting on the massive Republican domestic policy bill. More from CBS's Erica Brown.
The markets tumbled Wednesday due in part to concerns the president's spending bill could lead to exploding federal deficits. The House Rules Committee began debating the legislation in the wee hours Wednesday morning.
With that work accomplished, the House has moved to the bill and a final vote could come by dawn. President Trump has amplified unconfirmed claims of genocide against white farmers in South Africa.
President Trump welcomed the president of South Africa to the Oval Office, then diverted to a video showing white crosses lining a roadway. The president said they marked actual burial sites of white farmers as he made a claim of genocide.
There's just no genocide in South Africa.
President Cyril Ramaphosa, who also told the BBC he believes President Trump himself may have some doubts.
There's doubt and disbelief in his head.
Reports indicate the video was from a protest against violence in South Africa and that the burial sites were staged, not actual graves. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The NFL has voted to keep the so-called tush push making Eagles fans happy.
One team runs this play better than pretty much anybody else, and they run more frequently than everybody else.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Hi, this is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Join us each Monday morning at the top of the 10 o'clock hour for tips, tricks, and a whole lot of fun. The Kitchen's Open, only on WFHR.
It's the Brewers and the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers scheduled to open a four-game series tonight in Pittsburgh that continues over the weekend. Yesterday, they lost to Baltimore 8-4 in extra innings and had to bring in Tyler Alexander again to close the game.
I was ready to go today. I mean, even though it was emergency and before the 11th, after McGill threw, it's tough losing no matter what. So that's never fun. And as close as this ball game was, it definitely hurts to lose.
The crew is back in Milwaukee on Monday, Memorial Day, against the Red Sox. At the NFL meetings, owners deciding not to ban the Eagles' tush-push play. Meanwhile, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur asked, did they think about bringing receiver Davante Adams back to Green Bay?
Anytime you have a player of that caliber, there's definitely conversations that go into it. And sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. He is the ultimate competitor and he treats practice like it's game day.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Still a little bit of rain out there, but that will be coming to an end overnight. Cloudy skies and lower 40s with light north winds. Quite a bit of sunshine to greet you for Thursday. North winds a bit breezy with highs of the lower 60s. Near 60, mostly sunny Friday. Currently 46 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, we'll be joined by Allison McManus of the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We'll discuss the impacts of the draconian cuts to veteran health care from the big, brutal bill.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Live on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zomers, our producer and engineer. It is Wednesday, May 21st, 2025. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite, and it is
Hump Day.
There you go. It is Hump Day. We're on location. As Terry Barr said, always appreciate her great introductions. We are live here on location at Kopke's Greenhouse in the town of Dunn, just outside the city of Oregon, which is just south of the city of Madison here in Dane County. Glad to have you along. Thanks for being with us. It's a little drizzly, Mr. Zomers, here in the town of Dunn, although most of the rain has stopped. It's kind of overcast, a little damp. But inside, here in the greenhouse, I hope everybody's watching on the stream today on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. We have some lovely plants here behind us. The greenhouse is full, it's warm, it's fantastic, and it's dry. So if you're in the area listening on WMDX in Madison, or if you want to take a drive, come on out to Kopke's today. You're going to find some not just great plants, you're going to find some great service as well, and just an overall great time. We thank Gordy Kopke for being here on the show in the first hour. Sounds like he might come back, and we'll answer some plant questions at the bottom of this hour. So I know a lot of people this time of year have questions in terms of, well, what to plant where, perennials versus annuals. If you have a plant question, get ready, save it up, and we'll invite your calls at the end, or pardon me, at the bottom of this hour. So around 3:35, Gordy will be back and will be taking your calls for plant questions here on the show today. Looking forward to that, providing a little extra service for you, plant service here on a Wednesday. The big thing we want to mention here at Kopke's, not only is it a great place to buy plants, get great service as well, but coming up this Sunday on Memorial Day weekend, there is a big auction, plant auction, and it's all to raise money for the Wisconsin Badger Honor Flight, and that is to help get our veterans from Wisconsin out to Washington, D.C., honor them both there, have them see the memorials, and then come back home and have a great welcome at the Dane County Regional Airport. I know I mentioned also that our friend and colleague Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air every morning from 9 until 11, she and Greg have talked about this on their show as well. There's another division, I believe, that goes out of General Mitchell Field in Milwaukee, and they've talked about this on their show. So these are just great organizations that, because I think too often we overlook those who have sacrificed for us. Of course, this weekend is set aside for people who made the ultimate sacrifice and died in the line of service, but it's never a bad time to remember all those who have served. So the cool thing is, if you the home listener or viewer would like to donate to the Badger Honor Flight, you can do so without even being here. Of course, we'd love to have you come out this weekend to Kopke's in the town of Dunn, but if you can't, write down this number. Zomers has it on the screen as well. The number to call if you'd like to donate to Badger Honor Flight or this weekend on Sunday to bid on one of the fantastic, and let me tell you, they are fantastic baskets here, or planters, or bigger than a basket, a planter. The number to call is 608-835-7569. That is the number to call to bid this weekend or to donate to the Badger Honor Flight. It's just been a lot of fun, Zomers, to be out here. It's a great vibe inside Kopke's.
Yeah, I can imagine. Earlier before the show, Luke Mathers was talking to me, and he's like, you know, it's pretty nasty outside, pretty windy and wet. What's Todd going to do? And I said to him, you know, it's called Kopke's Greenhouse. There's a greenhouse. So it's going to be in there. But yeah, no, it looks beautiful.
It really is. I think because I've experienced this now, and I know Luke, he comes out here, he and his lovely wife,
yes, they're
customers of Kopke's. And it's one of those places where even if you just buy a couple of things or just one little plant, just walk through the entire thing because it's just it's a candy for the eyes of all the colors and greenery, and it'll make you feel better, particularly on kind of a cool day like this. The greenhouses inside are pretty warm, so warm up a little bit.
In addition to all the outdoor stuff, they also sell indoor plants, correct?
Yes, they sell some indoor plants. They sell, I'm going to reach over here. Look at this. This is a luminary. I feel like I'm on QVC now. It's called Lumiz, L-U-M-I-Z, and they're a battery operated and the remote, and so it's like a Chinese lantern you can hang up in your gardens, indoors or out, and then you use the remote control and turn it on and off. How about that? So, I mean, they have really cool things like that, not just plants. They have other cool things for your garden indoors and out as well. So we'll talk to Gordy a little bit later on in this half hour, or at the bottom of the hour, rather, and get your plant questions answered. So hold off on the plant questions until Gordy rejoins us. But right now, it's 11 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money to give away, nothing in terms of giveaways involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard all across all 11 stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. Always glad to have you along. No better place to advertise like Kopke's. They are a paying sponsor of Civic Media, and we appreciate their support and sponsorship so much. Join Kopke's and be a sponsor here at Civic Media. Go to civicmedia.us and find out how to be a sponsor here. All right, Zomers, timely indeed. Now, I can tell you this weekend for the big Memorial Day fundraiser here at Kopke's Greenhouse, there will be nothing but great food and great soda. But sometimes when you go to certain events, that is not always the case this time of year. You go to picnics and people put out less than attractive drinks.
Or so if it's, a family event and you've got your 2-liter of soda that you opened last week.
That too. All right. Here's the category today for what's worse. What's worse, flat soda or warm beer? Flat soda or warm beer? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Give us a ring-a-ling. Tell us what's worse, flat soda or warm beer. And Zomers, you'll have to put up the, when we have somebody in the line up in the chat here on the old StreamYard,
yes,
so I can see it on the screen if you'd be so very kind. But give us a call, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, you can download it today on your Apple or Android device. Simply go to the Civic your search bar on your app store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Media, it'll pop up a little CM logo. You click on that. It takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. The Civic Media app. You're going to want to have it. anyway, because coming up on Friday, another free ticket Friday giveaway for Milwaukee Brewer tickets will be up for grabs, not just on our show, but on several across Civic Media. We will give you a keyword. You must use the app to text in that word on Friday, and you'll be eligible to win 4 club-level seats for a game to be named later on Friday. We'll tell you about that. But right now, what's worse, flat soda or warm beer? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. All right, Dave in New Berlin checking in on the app saying warm beer is worse. A side thought, flat 7-Up is good if it's cold. All right, well, there you go. Dave in with the flat 7-Up that's cold. Brian in Milwaukee listening on WAUK says flat soda is worse. When you're drunk, you don't care if the beer is warm. Well, that's very creative, Brian in Milwaukee. I hadn't thought of that.
That is a good point. But if it's your first, that might be kind of nasty.
Yeah, absolutely. That could be a little nasty. What's worse, flat soda or warm beer? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Always glad to have you along here. We're here live at Kopke's Greenhouse, going to take your garden questions at the bottom of the hour as well. Gordy Kopke will be along, and we'll answer as many of those as we can for you at the bottom of the hour. But right now, time for what's worse. Let's go to the phone lines, 855-752-4842. Steve calling in from Milwaukee on WAUK. Steve, flat soda or warm beer? What's worse?
What's worse is warm beer. I don't mind flat soda. Warm beer is terrible.
All right. Very good. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much, Steve. I think I'm pretty much with Steve. Gordy and I were talking about this over the commercial break here because I think that, you know, I don't know. Whoever it was, Brian or whoever it was that said that if flat soda is cold, like over ice, you can kind of choke that down. But boy, I don't know. Warm beer? I guess, yeah, unless you're already kind of toasted, you're not going to notice so much. But I don't know. I'm not sure I could do the warm beer. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
Luke Mathers before the show shared his thoughts on this. And he said, these are not the exact words, but he said, you can cool down a warm beer. You can't recarbonate a flat soda.
Well, that's true. I mean, I guess that was he talking about like a tap in the glass or a beer or a bottle?
I'm not sure.
Because, I mean, then if it's already been warmed up and you try to cool it down, then you get skunky beer. And skunky beer, that's no fun at all. I've had a couple of skunky beers before. You don't want that. But I don't know. Maybe if you really get it cold enough on the second try. But all right, Luke has a good point, though. You absolutely cannot recarbonate a soda. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, flat soda or cold beer? You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Zomers, you want to go?
I don't know. This is a difficult one because, as you said, they both suck. I would rather have water. I like water anyway, personally. Not everybody does, but I do. I think I'm going to have to say that warm beer is worse. Again, you can cool it down, but most soda is still at least decent if it's flat. Like, it is just sugar water, but sometimes that's okay.
Right. Yeah, I hear you on that. I would probably agree with you. I think that cold flat soda is easier to choke down than a warm beer. But I mean, Luke is creative. Mathers is creative that you could possibly, if it's in a bottle or a can, recool it down. But then I think it gets skunky, and you don't want skunky beer.
I feel like one heat and cool, especially if you're not like putting it in a furnace and then in a freezer. You know, if it's a little warm and then you cool it back down, it's not going to ruin a beer.
Even Milwaukee listening to WAUK texts in on the Civic Media app and says, warm beer tastes terrible, unquote. I'd go along with that. I'd absolutely go along with that. All right, we'll continue to take a couple more calls. What's worse, flat soda or warm beer? 855-752-4842. But when we come back, after years of restoration, Old World Wisconsin is opening a 1930s tavern. How about that? We'll have details. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Bowl Show. Live on location at Kopke's Greenhouse, just outside of the city of Oregon, on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Show live on location at Kopke's Greenhouse here in the town of Dunn, just outside the city of Oregon. Watching right now, a hummingbird has entered the greenhouse and is buzzing around. If we make it bombed here by a hummingbird any moment. No, it's great. It's great to have you along here, Zomerns. We are right now finishing up What's Worse. How are things back at the Old World headquarters on State Street?
They're good. It's also pretty dreary here, but you know. We still need the rain.
But inside a greenhouse is fantastic.
Also, that song that I played on the way in is off of the album Plantasia by Mort Garson, a synthesizer pioneer of the 70s. This album he wrote specifically for plants to listen to.
Really? Really? That's a
bit
very
of a kooky
deep
guy.
Cut. That's a very deep cut. So he wrote music for plants to listen to.
Yep, exactly. On the album cover, it says warm earth music for plants and the people who love them.
All right. Well, very good. Very good. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. All right. Let's wrap up. What's worse here. A couple more calls. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. We have Betsy in Jefferson. Betsy, thanks for listening. Flat soda or warm beer. What's worse?
I will drink warm beer anytime because it's beer. And if you order a Guinness in Great Dinner, in Great Britain and you ask for a cold, they're going to think that you are very strange, and they're going to serve it to you warm anytime, and it's delicious.
Now, see, you picked the one beer that, yes, I think that's the exception. I mean, Guinness is made to be served at least room temperature or whatever, but you wouldn't want, say, like a Miller High Life, you wouldn't want that warm, or a Spotted Cow, right?
Sure, why not? It's beer.
Really? Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's beer.
All right, so you're definitely saying flat soda's worse.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Okay. I love it. Thank you so much for your listenership, Betsy. Have a great day. Betsy in Jefferson. All right. Thank you very much. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. All right. Anything else, Albert, on the text line before you wrap that up here?
I mean, I'll say personally, I have not had a non-cold Guinness. I'll have to try that. But nope,
I have. I have. Not bad. I've also had a Guinness float, put like a dollop of ice cream in a Guinness.
That sounds pretty good.
It's a real deal. Yeah, it's not bad at all. All right, 25 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock after the bottom of the hour news update. Going to have Gordy Kopke back talking about your plant questions. So get ready to dial in or text in on plant questions. But first, this is a great story from a couple of days back here. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and Callie Gleason wrote this. After years of restoration work, Old World Wisconsin is opening a 1930s tavern, and it has been open now. It says the wait is almost over. Well, now it is. After years of work, an authentic 1930s tavern is finally opening at Old World Wisconsin. Wittenbell's Tavern, founded in 1906, was moved to the historical site in Eagle about 4 years ago and has since been restored to its post-Prohibition look. It'll be accompanied by an outdoor beer garden. The new additions are part of a years-long effort from Old World Wisconsin, owned and operated by the Wisconsin Historical Society, to create a full immersive experience in honor of Wisconsin's brewing history. As a part of the mission, the 600-acre historical center also opened a brew house in June of 2022. They had some festivities on the 17th and 18th last weekend to kind of christen this, and I understand it was a really, really great event. If you've never been to Old World Wisconsin before in Eagle, really encourage you to get down there and experience it. It's a great place to take the family. It's one of those places where you can learn a lot of history at Old World Wisconsin, but also have a lot of fun. And now it's not just for kids anymore. You can take the whole family down there to Old World Wisconsin and enjoy an adult beverage as well. So ever been there, Zomers, to Old World Wisconsin?
I have not. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it really is a cool place. Went down there back in my days working for State Senator Dale Schultz, who was on the State Historical Committee and part of the State Historical Society for a long time. Also, a hitherto unknown fact. Again, they're very modest people. They don't talk about this very much. But a very generous contributor to the State Historical Society are the founders of Culver's. Craig and Lee Culver have long been huge supporters of the Wisconsin Historical Society, Old World Wisconsin, and everything that they do. So, like, if you didn't need enough of a reason to go to Culver's, there is another one, because they have been very generous and philanthropic in giving to the Wisconsin State Historical Society, particularly if you go at the UW-Madison campus, and that's where the State Historical Society headquarters are located. Really, they helped redo that beautiful, beautiful library and study area in the State Historical Society. So just another opportunity to mention and to remind people there is a lot of good going on in the state. There are a lot of cool places to take the family. I know that this weekend is kind of the unofficial kickoff of summer. Lots of focus gets put on water parks in the Dells, and that's great. Nothing wrong with that. But take time to go to places like Old World Wisconsin. Some of our state parks as well is another great place to spend the summer and get out and enjoy the activities. So just a little bit of a reminder to get out there and enjoy things on this Memorial Day weekend. Are you traveling, Zomers, for the weekend?
I am. I'm going to be going back to Manitowoc to spend some time with my family, visit some friends, all that good stuff.
All right, very good. Well, we're on the road here. We're going to pack up and head up to the old RC and then up in Eau Claire. So tomorrow we'll be joining you from Eau Claire, talking about conservation, I believe, tomorrow on the show, amongst other things. And then on Friday, we'll be somewhere near and or around or on Lake Wissota with our very own Pat Kreitlow. So it should be a lot of fun. Come on back. If you have garden questions, call in now. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. With your garden questions, Gordy Kopke will be with us on the other side. We're live from Kopke's greenhouse.
You're listening to locally WFHR. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. Two staff members of the Israeli embassy in Washington were shot and killed this past evening while leaving an event at a Jewish museum. A suspect is in custody, as witness Katie Kalischer says.
He reaches into his bag and pulls out a keffiyeh and says, "I did it. I did this for Gaza." And just starts shouting Free Palestine, and that's when the police came in and arrested him.
He's ID'd as a 30-year-old from Chicago. Israeli U.S. Ambassador Leiter had this message.
We are a resilient people. The people of Israel are resilient people, and the people of the United States of America are resilient people. Together we won't be afraid. Together we'll stand.
And this from Attorney General Pam Bondi.
I spoke to the President of the United States multiple times tonight on behalf of the President. His prayers are with all of us, all of the Jewish community, everyone in Washington, D.C.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Toscano.
It's the Brewers and the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers scheduled to open a four-game series tonight in Pittsburgh that continues over the weekend. Yesterday, they lost to Baltimore 8-4 in extra innings and had to bring in Tyler Alexander again to close the game.
I was ready to go today. I mean, even though it was emergency and before the 11th, after McGill threw, it's tough losing no matter what. So that's never fun. And as close as this ball game was, it definitely hurts to lose.
The crew is back in Milwaukee on Monday, Memorial Day, against the Red Sox. At the NFL meetings, owners deciding not to ban the Eagles' tush-push play. Meanwhile, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur asked, did they think about bringing receiver Davante Adams back to Green Bay?
Anytime you have a player of that caliber, there's definitely conversations that go into it. And sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. He is the ultimate competitor and he treats practice like it's game day.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Martin Scorsese fans will have a chance to see him on the other side of the camera in a new documentary on Apple TV. Deadline reports that the famous director will be the subject of a docuseries in five parts from director Rebecca Miller. Miller is the daughter of playwright Arthur Miller and married to three-time Oscar winner Daniel Day-Lewis. In the series, Scorsese will talk about his real-life experiences and how they contributed to his masterful filmmaking. James Cameron used the old Bugs Bunny reverse psychology trick in getting Leonardo DiCaprio to sign on to Titanic, according to Deadline. When DiCaprio was considered for the part of Jack Dawson, he wanted Cameron to make the character more conflicted, similar to other roles he had played so well to that point in his career. Cameron didn't want to do that, so he presented Jack Dawson's wholesomeness as yet another challenge to DiCaprio, asking him if he thought he could pull off an unflawed character. DiCaprio took the bait, and history was made. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Still a little bit of rain out there, but that will be coming to an end overnight. Cloudy skies and lower 40s with light north winds. Quite a bit of sunshine to greet you for Thursday. North winds a bit breezy with highs of the lower 60s. Near 60, mostly sunny Friday. Currently 46 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though. Because
probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the Doctors in Recital who will sing in the studio. Then Milwaukee-based director, producer, and UW-Milwaukee professor Tate Bunker joins the show. It will feel like a Friday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Live on location here at Kopke's Greenhouse in the town of Dunn, just outside the city of Oregon, which is just below the city of Madison. Welcome back to the Tattle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 35 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Glad to have you along. And we are joined once again here at our desk. We're inside, by the way. It's a little gloomy outside, but as Gordy likes to say, when it's gloomy and rainy outside, that's when you come in and buy the plants, and you plant them when the sun shines. So we're in this beautiful greenhouse. Join us on StreamYard, YouTube, and Twitter to see the visuals all across Wisconsin, of course, on our radio stations. Joined by the proprietor, the owner here, Gordy Kopke. Gordy, once again, thanks for letting us do this.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's so great to be here. And we're going to take your people's plant questions in a minute. You know, it's like the old Johnny Carson show, Stump the Band with Doc Severance.
But it's not hard to do.
The general plant questions, I know that people have questions about what time of year to plant things, what kind of variety is that sort of thing. But if you have a question, give us a call, 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Gordy will do his best to answer. If we don't have an answer, we'll get you one. Or you could text us on the Civic Media app. Download it today at your Apple or Android device on the Civic Media app. So text or call right now your garden questions, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. And Gordy, we already have one. Llama listening on WMDX in Madison asking, do you have pepper plants?
We have probably a dozen varieties of your sweet peppers, and then we have probably a dozen varieties of hot peppers, ranging anything from on the milder end, like the Ancho Poblano, all the way up to the Carolina Reaper, which
really
blow your brains out.
I was going to say, that sounds very dangerous.
Yes.
I'm not a super spicy guy, but I do love fresh salsa this time of year. Well, not maybe a little bit later, but once you get the tomatoes going and the fresh onions and the cilantro and the peppers, and you kind of combine up, nothing beats fresh salsa.
Yeah, and as far as tomatoes go, we grow, I think it's 30-some or 40 varieties of tomatoes. Really? Yeah. And we have a standard production line, and we do an organic production line as well.
Incredible. So you literally have every ingredient you're going to need for salsa right here at Kopke's.
You certainly do.
All right. If you have other questions or comments or about your garden, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text us on the Civic Media app. Gordy, I think one of the big questions this time of year, a little cool this week, but at what point should people start planting things outside in terms of both flowers and vegetables?
Well, wonderful Wisconsin, boy. You know, last week when it was 80, or Mother's Day when it was 80-some degrees there, I thought it was a great time to get everything planted, and then Mother Nature came along with her magic wand and gave us this kind of weather. Yeah. But typically they say mid-May. The last frost-free date is around May 9th for the Madison area. And a lot of things are soil temperature related. And some of your crops like peas and cold crops like broccoli and cauliflower, you plant much earlier. They're frost hardy and they can grow in very cool soil environments. Whereas things like your tomatoes and peppers, they like a soil temperature where it's 55 degrees or warmer. And typically you don't get that kind of soil temperature until your nighttime temperatures are 55 degrees, which is leaning toward the 20th of May or later.
So maybe after this weekend or so.
Yeah. You know, yeah. When I was growing up, Memorial Day weekend was the weekend where you put your garden in.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody's jumping the gun and want to get an early start on everything. And it doesn't necessarily hurt the plants unless, of course, they get frosted. But they just don't grow if the roots aren't very active. And again, it's based on soil temperature.
If folks have jumped the gun, because this show does go all across the state, I was up at Shawnee by Green Bay over the weekend, and my stepmom, actually, I took one of the potters. I came in last week, got one of the planters, and took up to her for Mother's Day and Father's Day combined up there for Dad and my stepmom. And she covered it up on I think Sunday night because the temperatures, there was a chance of frost up there in Shawnee. If people have jumped the gun, have something in the ground, or have a pot out and in their part of the state, it's going to get down, say, into the mid-30s or so. Is it okay to, what do you, just a old sheet, or what's the best thing to cover?
Typically, I would cover it. It's amazing. You get about 5 degree protection with just an old sheet.
Okay. Well, 5 degrees for a sheet.
Yeah.
All right. Otherwise, plastic or something like that. It got to be creative.
Plastic is less so because it transmits the temperature
really
through the plastic much easier than the cotton fiber or nylon would. Yeah.
Now, this is why you go to Kopke's, because I would have thought, oh, it, you know, like you have a plastic bag that heats up or whatever, but you're telling me the sheet a little bit better with that.
Yeah, any fiber material in what we do, frost protection, because we get a lot of stuff that we put outside to harden it off, so it works better in the gardens for our customers, is we have a woven fabric material, which is what you see, and so it's called a weed barrier. You'll see it a lot in commercial gardens, and we'll use a tarp of this if it's going to be frosting that we'll put over the top of our plants to keep them from freezing.
If you have a question for Gordy Kopke on your garden, on plants, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Another question we've gotten before, Gordy, is with climate change, with the warming of the earth, this sort of thing, have you seen a difference in, because of people, my grandparents were all gardeners and plant people, and you buy plants sometimes by a zone. You say, well, this grows in zone 4, zone 5. Have you seen over the course of the years with climate change, the plants that might not have grown in Wisconsin before are now able to do so?
A dramatic increase in the plants that are now will overwinter in Wisconsin versus when I was a boy.
Really?
Yeah, even when I first started, it's been 45 years ago when I first started, we were certainly zone 3 in some winter zone 2, and now we're more in the zone 4 range.
Wow.
Which enables us to overwinter a lot more of what we're borderline perennials back then.
Incredible. I know one of the plants that, one of the ornamental trees, the Japanese maple is a big favorite, and that used to be really hard to grow here. I mean, you sell them here now, and I mean, if you protect them, it's still a viable plant.
Yeah, and my wife is getting peaches off our peach tree, which was unheard of when I was a kid. My mom always had a peach tree, thinking she was going to get peaches, and I think in my lifetime she got peaches maybe once or twice. Yeah. And I didn't even know it was a peach tree because we never got peaches off it until one year it was loaded with them because we had a mild winter.
Right. Wow, incredible. Our phone was down for a second, Zomer says, but it's back up now. I know Michelle in Milwaukee, we're trying to get through. Give us a call again, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Michelle in Milwaukee, sorry we missed you. Give us a call back here. We'll get you on the air with Gordy, or text us if you have a plant question for Gordy. We're here at Kopke's Greenhouse in the town of Dunn, just outside the city of Oregon. I know, Gordy, you're up on the farmer's market in Madison on Saturdays. I'm sure people kind of come up then just ask general questions. What's one or two of the most common questions people ask you this time of year?
Earlier is this, when do I plant my stuff outside? That's
right.
The most popular question I get usually at the end of April, early May. Everybody's curious about that. And well, of course, when we first come to the market, are you open for the season yet? That's that's the other bit popular question I get.
And because you aren't open just for a couple of months. I mean, you're open most of the year and you transition into the fall.
Well, we are seasonal in that we open the middle of April. Uh-huh. And then typically we run out of product early July and we'll close.
Do you really?
Yeah, we close down usually, depending upon if it maybe July 10th or the 15th, okay, somewhere in there, because we just run out of stuff. And then right, we will open up again in the fall with the mums.
Got it. Okay.
And we usually open the last week of August through the middle of October.
Yeah, because I mean, you have some beautiful mums out here. I mean, people just come out, bring your cameras and take pictures. Buy a mum, but I mean, they're beautiful.
Yeah. Even in the early spring when people have been putting up with a long Wisconsin winter, mm-hmm, I advise people to come out, just walk through the buildings. You don't have to buy anything. It just comes out and it'll do something for you. Your soul inside, that'll make you feel much better about life and forget about the politics and just bathe yourself in the color that we offer.
I really appreciate that offer, because I said that earlier on the show. I said, if you just want to be renewed, and I'm not being goofy about that, like it really does. I mean, there's a lot of things in the news and everything else that's stressing people out right now. We talked to Kira Sabin yesterday, our psychology life coach, about coping. And I think one of the things we can do to cope as humans is to be around plants and nature. And not everybody is the kind of wants to go out and hike or camp. But boy, come out here. It's cement you walk through. But all the greenery, all the color, the vibrancy, it really does do something, Gordy, for your soul.
No, Mother Nature is amazing. And she'll help you out if you let her into your heart.
Yeah, it has to be really special to work with these plants, work with these people, your employees every day. Just, there's such great folks out here.
Yeah, if they're not, we let them go work somewhere else.
I love that. I love that. See, Gordy Kopke has high standards. I absolutely love that. If you have a lawn or garden question, give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Gordy, I think a good time just to remind people one more time this hour about this weekend. You have a very special event. It's going to go all weekend long, but tell folks again what's happening on Sunday, May 25th, particularly at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, particularly at 3 o'clock, we have the live auction. You can come out and come on out early. We've got a nice gentleman that comes out and plays music in the gazebo from 11 until 3, and then the festivities begin after that. They'll auction off the planters, which all the funds proceeds go directly to the Badger Honor Flight.
Yeah, really, really great. And again, if you're not familiar with the Badger Honor Flight, it raises money to help send our veterans and one other person with them, usually a family member, out to Washington, D.C., see the monuments. And then, Gordy, and you said you've been a part of this, the really super cool thing is when they come back, the friends, the family, the community that show up with flags and signs and welcome these veterans home.
Yes, it's absolutely incredible. Having experienced it, it's something that if you get a chance to be there in the welcoming home crowd, it's amazing to see the looks on the faces of these guys who have served their time. And it's just overwhelming. It'll make you'll want to cry for happiness.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Very, very emotional indeed. If you can't make it out to Kopke's this weekend or for the auction on Sunday, you can still be a part of it. They are so very kind as to share their phone number here at the Garden Center. We'll have it up on the screen. If you'd like to either make a donation to the Badger Honor Flight, or if you'd like to bid on one of these fabulous, and I mean fabulous, fantastic pots and planters that are being auctioned off, you can call 608-835-7569. That's 608-835-7569. And you can make a donation to Badger Honor Flight or bid on one of these planters. Again, if you want to ask a plant question to Gordy Kopke, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or give us a text on the Civic Media app. Gordy, let's talk a minute about the actual facilities here. Well, we're going to break. We'll do that on the other side, because I want to talk a little bit about how you grow the place out here before people actually see it.
Is that very good?
All right, come on back. We'll wrap things up at Kopke's Greenhouse. We're live on location. It's beautiful inside. That's what counts. It's the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night,
This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Barrio. Senator Tammy Baldwin presses EPA head Lee Zeldin on Great Lakes funding at a hearing on Capitol Hill. The exchange came just 1 week after Clean Wisconsin, the Healing Our Waters Coalition, and Alliance for the Great Lakes met with Baldwin to stress the importance of fully funding the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Zeldin ended up going on record saying the protections would be funded. Wisconsin's muskie season is here. Northern muskie season opens May 24th and runs through the end of the year. This is the 70th anniversary of the muskellunge being proclaimed our official state fish back in 1955. The biggest muskie ever caught was in 1949 near Hayward, weighing in at more than 69 pounds. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show, live on location at Kopke's Greenhouse in the town of Dunn, just outside the city of Oregon, which is just south of Madison, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to all across the state of Wisconsin. A weather update. I can tell you what it is. Dreary in Madison right now. A little overcast skies, a little rain. Our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, comes in and updates us on what the Brewers did a little bit earlier today, and then the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 4 until 6, and Pete Schwabe with Nightlight from 6 until 8. We are wrapping things up here at our on-location show live at Kopke's Greenhouse. Gordy Kopke, the proprietor and owner and great guy, is with us here. And Gordy, one of your great customers, has joined us here, and a listener of WMDX and Civic Media. Kurt, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well and wet.
So you were listening and you heard us and you came out.
I actually have neighbors at work here.
David, oh, really?
David and Becky.
Oh, yeah.
So this was a strategic run. I figured it was perfect. Raining, cool, Wednesday, time to go.
And you have a great dog, too. It was here earlier. And Kopke's is a dog-friendly place.
That's another big plus.
Mm-hmm. Have you like shopped here before?
Oh, yeah, for years. I've been living in Madison for 30 years, so I've been... come out here once a year. Yeah. She buys the flowers. I buy the ornamental grasses.
And that's the great thing. When you come out here, there's something for everyone, whatever your lawn or garden needs are.
Yeah, it's a fun place to come to. I like it. But I don't come on weekends.
A little busy, right, Gordy?
I try to avoid it myself. I go to the farmer's market to get away from the zoo.
Kurt, you said you about a little bit before you were sharing, you have a new landscaping project, and what are you working on?
Yeah, I live on Mineral Point Road near Queen of Peace, and traffic is really heavy. So I have done some landscaping this year. I have a landscape artist that created a large berm between my driveway, my neighbor's driveway, mm-hmm. and another kidney-shaped one on the other side, and then they'll be putting berms in on the terrace as well, and I'll be creating boxes that will be built that are about 4 foot tall. And I'm not excellent at math, but my calculations is it'll knock the noise down by about 50%.
Wow. So that's just another great example of what plants can do, not just great to look at, but can help with noise and pollution and just, you know, enhance the environment in a more urban environment as well.
And the fun part is our neighborhood, I'm sure other neighborhoods do this, there is a landscape competition. Well, two of my neighbors within a block are both landscapers professionally, one retired from all but Crowders. But anyway, I'm going to throw my hat in the ring anyway.
Well, absolutely. You got great plants now. You should be set to go.
That's right. I mean, the backyard, we put on a beautiful deck and a lot of stonework, and another berm as a barrier to the other part of the property. So, yeah, there's a lot going on.
And before we let you go, you have a great idea for the show.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good idea for listeners to throw their ideas on what's worse.
A listener in hand, what's worse. I'll
throw you some ideas of what's worse, because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that come up with some really fun what's worse.
I'm sure they will. I love it. We're going to incorporate this. So give us, today was flat soda or warm beer.
Oh, or warm beer, just that isn't happening unless I'm in Europe. Then it's not a problem.
Appreciate it, Kurt. Anything else you want to add here at Kopke's before you take off?
No, other than I suggest you get out here. It's fun to see all the different plants and keep listening to Todd's show.
Well, we didn't even pay you, just you know, a man on the street interview.
I'm sucking up as best I can.
I wish I had a t-shirt, so I don't have anything to give you. But really appreciate your listenership, Kurt.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Appreciate your business, Kurt.
There you go. Kurt, everybody, just one of the great customers. And I think, Gordy, as we bring him back in here, that just has to warm your heart when you got guys like Kurt, customers like Kurt, who are and been shopping here for a while. And I never even thought about that aspect. For people who live in urban environments, you put these natural and ornamental grasses, cuts down noise pollution.
Absolutely.
Have you heard of that before? People like planting things specifically in urban areas for that reason?
As a matter of fact, I have. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's another cool thing. When people come out here, you have the staff again to help people to pick out the right plants for their needs, whether it's just to look pretty or, in Kurt's case, to actually cut down on noise pollution.
And one of my friends who was not getting along very well with one of his neighbors asked what I would recommend for a visual abatement. And so he put in a line of clematis, and now he no longer has to deal with his neighbor on a visual basis.
That is fantastic. Either there is a solution for every person's garden needs out here at Kopke's in the town of Dunn. Gordy, again, I can't thank you enough for allowing us to come out here today. Thanks for being a friend of the network, a friend of the program. And again, really, really appreciate you. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.
Well, really, really appreciate. And again, let's remind folks quickly, coming up this weekend, all week, the brat stand is...
Brat is Saturday, Sunday, Monday, starting at 10 a.m.
All right. And all the proceeds from the brat stand go to the Honor Flight. And then the big auction for the planters is a 3 p.m. sharp here at Kopke's.
Exactly.
And boy, they are beautiful. But you can see not ones for the auction, but ones similar to that just behind us here on camera. And they are spectacular. And again, all this money goes to the Badger Honor Flight. And just as Gordy said, just come out and feel better. That's the main thing, right?
Absolutely.
You can find you on Facebook, I know. Google it up, as my old boss used to say. It's a short drive from Madison, and you will not regret. Plenty of parking. Great people on the weekends when it is busy. They usher you right to the exact parking spot, and you'll just feel better.
Very good.
All right. Thanks, Gordy Kopke. Really, really appreciate
you. You're welcome.
Great show today. Appreciate Gordy being here. Appreciate all the people calling in today in the first hour. Trigvi Olsen, Pat Kreitlow as well. Many thanks to them. Of course, Azamer is back at the World Headquarters in Madison. We are on the road. We'll come to you tomorrow from beautiful Eau Claire, Wisconsin. So be with us then. Looking forward to that. Until then, Todd Allball saying whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Maggie Dawn is next. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow from Eau Claire. Bye-bye.
Keep banging on your drum. Keep banging on and your day will come. Keep banging on your drum and they will hear you.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where two staff members of Israel's embassy here were shot and killed outside a Jewish museum this past evening. The suspect remained at the scene, where Yoni Kalin said people thought he might have been a victim.
Some of the people at the event brought him water. They sat him down. Are you okay? Were you shot? What happened? And he's like, somebody call the cops. Bring the cops in.
Then the chilling realization who he was.
We start to gather more data. It turns out he was in the building with us for like 15 minutes. Thank God he left the gun in the bushes outside, or he left the gun outside.
He's 30 years old, from Chicago, and in custody. CBS's Matt Piper has more information on the victims.
These were two Israeli embassy employees, a man and a woman, who were shot and killed as they exited the Capitol Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. We're told they were actually a couple, and they were heading to Jerusalem next week, where he was going to propose to her. They